Chapter 31. The Crucible. With my loot back in my hands, the rest of my life slid easily back into balance. My work in the fishery was easier. My classes breezed by. Elodin even seemed to make more sense. It was with a light heart that I visited Simon in the alchemy complex. He opened the door to my knocking and gestured me inside. "It worked," he said excitedly. I eased the door shut, and he led me to a table where a series of bottles, tubes, and coal gas burners were arranged. Sim smiled proudly and held up a short, shallow jar of the sort you use to store face paint or rouge. "Can you show me?" I asked. Sim lit a small coal gas burner, and the flame fanned against the bottom of a shallow iron pan. We stood quietly for a moment, listening to it hiss. "I got new boots," Sim said conversationally, lifting up a foot so I could see. "They're nice," I said automatically, then paused and looked closer. "Are those hobnails?" I asked incredulously. He grinned viciously. I laughed. The iron pan grew hot, and Sim unscrewed the jar, pressing the pad of his index finger into the translucent substance inside. Then, with a little flourish, he raised his hand and pressed the tip of his finger onto the surface of the hot iron pan. I winced. Sim smiled smugly and stood there for the space of a long breath before pulling his finger away. "Incredible," I said. "You guys do some crazy things over here. A heat shield." "No," Sim said seriously. "That's absolutely the wrong way to think about it. It's not a shield. It's not an insulator. It's like an extra layer of skin that burns away before your real skin gets hot." "Like having water on your hands," I said. Sim shook his head again. "No, water conducts heat. This doesn't." "So it is an insulator." "Okay," Sim said, exasperated. "You need to shut up and listen. This is alchemy. You know nothing about alchemy." I made a placating gesture. "I know, I know." "Say it then. Say, I know nothing about alchemy." I glowered at him. "Alchemy isn't just chemistry with some extra bits," he said. "That means if you don't listen to me, you'll jump to your own conclusions and be dead wrong. Dead and wrong." I took a deep breath and let it out. "Okay, tell me." "You'll have to spread it on quickly," he said. "You'll only have about 10 seconds to get it spread evenly onto your hands and lower arms." He made a gesture to his mid-forearm. "It won't rub away, but you'll lose a bit if you chafe at your hands too much. Don't touch your face at all. Don't rub your eyes. Don't pick your nose. Don't bite your fingernails. It's sort of poisonous." "Sort of?" I asked. He ignored me, holding out the finger he'd pressed onto the hot iron pan. "It's not like armor gloves. As soon as it's exposed to heat, it begins to burn away." "Will there be any smell?" I asked. "Anything that will give it away?" "No. It doesn't really burn, technically. It simply breaks down."
"What does it break down into?"
"Things," Simon said testily. "It breaks down into complicated things you can't understand because you don't know anything about alchemy."
"Is it safe to breathe?" I amended.
"Yes. I wouldn't give it to you otherwise. This is an old formula, tried and true. Now, because it doesn't transmit heat, your hands will go straight from feeling cool to being pressed up hard against something burning hot." He gave me a pointed look. "I advise you to stop touching hot things before it's all used up."
"How can I tell when it's about to be used up?"
"You can't," he said simply. "Which is why I advise using something other than your bare hands."
"Wonderful."
"If it mixes with alcohol, it will turn acidic. Only mildly, though. You'd have plenty of time to wash it off. If it mixes with a little water, like your sweat, that's fine. But if it mixes with a lot of water, say 100 parts to 1, it will turn flammable."
"And if I mix it with piss, it turns into delicious candy, right?" I laughed. "Did you make a bet with Willem about how much of this I'd swallow?"
"Nothing becomes flammable when you mix it with water." Sim's eyes narrowed. He picked up an empty crucible.
"Fine," he said. "Fill this up, then." Still smiling, I moved to the water canister in the corner of the room. It was identical to the ones in the fishery. Pure water is important for artificing, too, especially when you're mixing clays and quenching metals you don't want contaminated. I splashed some water into the crucible and brought it back to Sim. He dipped the tip of his finger into it, swirled it around, and poured it into the hot iron pan. Thick orange flame roared up, burning 3 feet high until it flickered and died. Sim set down the empty crucible with a slight click and looked at me gravely. "Say it." I looked down at my feet. "I know nothing about alchemy." Sim nodded, seeming pleased. "Right," he said, turning back to the work table. "Let's go over this again."